going to play Rolling Over.
Yep. All right, at your leisure. Thanks for doing it. This is live from our Pearl Street studios, Skinny Lister on KX93.5. I'm the only one clapping because I'm the only one here. That is Skinny Lister live in studio. I'm immediately a super fan. I'm hoping you guys would take me on tour with you the rest of the way and back home to London when it's all said and done. I want to follow you guys around the country. That was great. You can see him at this year's Coachella. Just played South by Southwest. What is an event back home that you guys have played as far as festivals? If I was out to go out there and take a trip, what was one of the badass, one of the better festivals you guys have played? And what should I know about?
Festival.
A Bestival festival.
Bestival on the Isle of Wight. That's a good one.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, and we've played a lot of festivals in the UK. We did more festivals in the UK than any other band summer before last, officially.
You guys were deemed the hardest. You guys were deemed the hardest working band in the UK by somebody, right? By who?
PRS, the guys who do the, you know, collect the royalties for festival performances.
Oh my goodness.
Basically, we have a guy that actually bothers to fill in all the forms.
That's me.
Did you guys ever think that, you know, just starting out, you know, playing those divey dumps and everything like that, and I'm sure you guys are still playing those events, but did you guys ever imagine...
We like the divey dumps.
Well, I know,
ones.
Right. And you talk to just about every musician who comes through here, and that's where everybody started, playing those little gigs. Did you even envision you'd be performing here in the United States, you know, on the Coachella bill?
Well, we've just been taking it one step at a time, haven't we?
But it's amazing that just only a year ago it was the first time we were here, and now we're on the main stage of Coachella. It's been very fast
amazing
year here in America. And we want to really thank everybody at Side One Dummy, Kevin Lyman of the Warped Tour founder, he's been a big supporter of ours. So yeah, it's been great.
John Halperin.
John Halperin as well, yeah, another great guy, man. So we met a lot of really fantastic people that are really helping us out here in the US.
Yeah, I think having an American in the band.
He's getting sacked straight after this. We are family. This is my brother Max, and we've been playing together, you know, at home and in pubs and getting drunk. And we basically started playing and adding songs and pop sensibility to it. But mainly, we just wanted to get into festivals and go and party. So far, so good.
The beginning was just an excuse for a party, you know.
Yeah.
And it's only now, really, that it's turning into more than it was just like we just have a great time, you know. So it was built upon the foundation.
It's a great show. You know, full on with crowd surfing with the stand up bass. It's a phenomenal spectacle, if you will. And the music is great as well. But you two growing up as siblings, what did you grow up listening to? Like, what were your folks listening to around the house, type of thing?
I listened to Bump and Grind.
our father's like a true folk singer in the sense that he's got a professional job that he does, but then he also writes and sings his own songs. So we listened to the likes of traditional folk singers like Fred Jordan, who was like a marbles champion from the county of Sussex. So like real old guys who are maybe 85 years old, could hardly sing.
But we went to a folk club and Fred Jordan was singing, and I kid you not, mid-sentence, his teeth fell out.
No way.
Caught them in his hand, whacked them back in his mouth, and carried on singing like nothing ever happened.
That's punk rock.
Yeah.
Right there.
Right there. That's
exactly.
That's right. Punk folk.
It's punk folk. You guys have been described as punk folk, or folk punk, if you will. Again, Skinny Lister in studio, member-supported KX93.5. Where was this last LP written and recorded? And did you link up with any rad producers for this one?
Yeah, well, we wrote it, it was a year before last now, wasn't it? We wrote it in England doing the festivals. We spent a summer writing it, really. Then we recorded it in a deep, dark Wales near a place called Snowdonia.
A place that's conducive to the creative process.
It was absolutely freezing. Yeah. It was a drafty recording studio on top of a mountain. Although I know that now we've been to America, we know that our mountains are teeny mountains. But still, you know, for the UK, it's a big mountain. And we bunked up there, and there was snow drifts coming across. So we recorded this really summery sort of festival album in the depths of winter.
With no central heating, so we had cardigans, gloves, scarves on.
With a 7-foot sort of albino record producer called David Wrench, who was like Gandalf at the mixing desk.
Amazing.
He's got a strong look.
Yeah,
he's a beautiful man.
Got an amazing visual in my head right now. But yeah, bands are relocating to certain spots. A lot of people are going out here in Southern California to like the Joshua Tree Desert or some of these remote locations just to record and write some music.
Yeah, it's nice to get away from it, you know, and just focus on what you're doing, without the distractions, I suppose.
No matter what the temperature or wind chill factor.
Exactly.
I think we're going to write the next one in a gasworks in Coventry.
Oh, God, it's doomed.
Before I do forget, one of the EPs was recorded on a canal boat. Not at all. What's the story behind that?
Well, that was just like another excuse for a drunken holiday. Uh-huh. We managed to get this funding from these people who were crazy enough to give us money and say, yeah, why don't you go on a canal boat and then write some material and record an EP on the boat? So we thought, oh, that's going to be a doddle. It's going to be dead easy. But as an actual fact, it took us like half of the time to actually sort of learn how to steer the craft, so, and to do these things called locks where the water rises up and down. Mm-hmm. So we had to spend 75% of the time making sure we weren't going to crash the boat in a drunken state, 25% recording in a very cramped space and playing at pubs every night. It was amazing, but it was hard work.
5 in the morning.
Yeah. When I hear that EP now, I'm just gonna. It brings a whole new dimension to listening to that. Now that you know where it was, you know.
Think Hangovers. Think Danger.
Think drunk, I think.
The guitarist at the time crashed the boat.
Oh, really?
We had a crash, yeah.
Yeah, of course you did. All right, KX93.5, here is a band that you should definitely know about. They should be on your radar. In fact, if you're going to this year's Coachella,
They are playing during the day on one of those days.
Friday.
On Friday. It is Skinny Lister in studio right now. Again, we have our instruments. We've been talking a lot. You guys want to play another song? It would be really rad if you could.
Yeah.
All right,
cool.
Play one that's not on the album. It's a newer one.
Cool.
It's called Bold as Brass.
Whenever you're ready, you guys.
You ready?
Irene's got another lover. Irene's got another man. Bold as brass, she walks into the holy with him on her arm. We were lovers like no other, never to be torn apart. With a bloke from Cali Road, Aaron's gone and broke my heart.
Two, three, four. She walks into the holy with him. Irene, she is otherworldly, she's a beauty, there's no doubt. Here's a word of warning, but she'll see you up and speak you out. Irene's got another lover, Irene's got another man. All this brass, she walks into the holy with him. Happens quite a lot round now. Men should tell her tale of crying to the teary mill. Irene's got another lover, Irene's got another man. Hold his breath, she walks into the holy with him. Irene's got another man. Bold as brass, she walks into the holy with him on her arm. Irene's got another lover, she's got another man. Bold as brass, she walks into the holy with him on her arm.
Very nice. What a treat that is. Skinny Lister in studio. Member supported KX93.5. Are you guys just exhausted after playing a full set or what?
Exhausted after playing one song.
sweating out the alcohol from the night before.
Amazing. Have you guys made friends in the States as far as other musicians that you've come across?
Yeah. So many.
I mean, Roscoe's, who's now sort of part of the band pretty much, he's a friend, a musician friend. Mm-hmm. But he's friends with some guys called Larry and his Flask, who we met on Warped Tour last year.
Larry's Flask are amazing, yeah.
Yeah, we've become quite friendly with them. They're quite sort of folky.
But basically, being on Warped Tour, I mean, one of the best things about it, I mean, it's a hard gruel, but the best bit about it is that everybody eats together, and so you get really close and you're on the road. It's like sort of summer camp for a load of bums, basically.
For rock and roll artists, yeah.
At the show last night were friends that we made from Warp Tour as well. So we had Brian Marquis as well, who is now deemed a good friend of ours and supporter.
Stepdad,
they were really good friends.
And obviously bands like Flogging Molly, who we spent 3 weeks on the road where they've become
friends
as well.
Funeral Party, another band that we're
friends
with.
Yeah, so
a lot of people on the road.
Yeah, that's cool. And that's very cool. So after Coachella, after you cruise up and down the right coast there, I guess the East Coast, you guys are playing like New York and Boston again, right?
Yeah,
after that, you guys are going to go home. And then what are the plans?
We're going to go.
Are we still promoting the new record after that? You going to take a little break?
I suppose so. We're going to have a few days off when we get back. And then we've got, a UK tour. Then we're going to Germany. We've got a Germany tour.
We're really excited because we are going to record another album.
Yeah, but we've got festivals still all over the summer as well, in Europe and in the UK, so we're still very busy, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, you guys are on our radar, and you have a friend in us whenever you come through Southern California again.
Right,
yeah.
We will be back.
Yeah, you better be back. Next time, you got to allow yourself plenty of time to get here.
Yeah.
That's me slapping my wrist.
No, it's okay. All right. Well, it might be selfish of me, but we do have our instruments. You think you could rip into another one before it's all said and done this afternoon?
If we can think fast.
What should we do?
Six whiskeys.
So this is totally listen, if not, no worries.
No, we can do it.
All right, and
it's our
last time being played on the radio. It's a brand new
song.
They're just saying that in case it goes wrong.
No, I like it. Like I said before, it's a KX93.5 exclusive. Every single member, I guess we're missing a mandolin player. Is that the case?
Well, no, we multitask. He plays mandolin as well. It depends on the song. We're just trying to keep it simple. Instruments the same for this.
Well, again, is there anything you wanted to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Skinny Lister thus far?
Come on down and have some fun and hang out with us, you know? That's it. We'll just reach out to as many people we can and spread the joy.
Spreading the joy.
spread the diddle.
That's exactly what this band is all about. Also, quick advice for a band who's grinding it out, working a crappy day job just to facilitate their art
there.
At night. I guess so.
Have loads of fun. Have loads of fun. And get somebody who's got some good contacts in your band to start off with.
Don't forget to have fun.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
If you're not having fun, then, you know, might as well quit.
Right. Well, listen, thanks again, Skinny Lister. And
I'm off.
I mean,
paid a lot not have fun.
Yeah.
No, still you can't do that. You can't.
Anyway, we've got
if you
songs
don't look like
to play.
You have fun on stage, it's not going to be good.
You could still keep your artistic integrity
easy,
if you have fun.
It's got to seem easy for it to be able to go anywhere.
What was that? I missed that.
It's got to seem easy, alright.
Alcohol helps.
Right.
Let's go! Two minutes.
Whenever you guys are...
Okay, what is the song about alcohol?
All right, Skinny Lister right here on KX93.5. These guys are amazing.
One, two...
The sun hits my eyes, the sweet inspiration of Farringdon Station. I've nowhere to be, I'm aimlessly free. I kick in the cans in Paddington Bay. Whiskey's in me, I stumble through this big city, I sing it until they arrest me, and I declare my undying love for you. With me again, all the drunks and their antics, the hopeless romantics, and there on the wind, a familiar ring, all halfpence and farthings, say the bells of St. Martin. Six whiskies in me, I stumble through this big city.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
down Old Deptford Broadway. Six whiskies in me, I stumble through this pretty city. I sing it until they arrest me, and I declare my undying love for you.
So super cool. Thank you so very much.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Skinny Lister in studio. Okay. KX 93.5.